record everything. And then I'm going to share my screen back. Okay. Welcome to Three Fries Short and us doing a crazy thing with ChatGPT.
Yay!
So we're creating a story. So here's what we got so far. Uh-huh. Tell me a story about how SG-1 from Stargate find a McDonald's off-world. They are captured by a Goa'uld named Ronald and his Jaffa and are forced to work in the McDonald's until who rescues them?
Karl Lagerfeld.
Until they are rescued by Karl.
Oh, with a K. K. K-A.
Karl.
Yep.
L-A-G-G.
No, L-A-G-E-R.
F-E-L-D.
Yeah, hold on.
Like, the ice cream machine is broken and the customers are mad at them.
Hold on.
Hold on.
I'm making sure that's the right.
The ice cream machine is broken and the customers are mad at them. But eventually they are rescued by Karl Lagerfeld.
Oh, and his cat, Choupette. So go.
And his cat.
And his cat. And then it's spelled Choupette.
Make it funny. Ready?
Ready.
Yeah, because sometimes it doesn't make it funny unless you tell it. Like, you'll give it a funny prompt and it'll like spit out like a normal story. And you're like, no, make it funny. It's fine.
So like it'll find that it's Karl Lagerfeld, like who was with Chanel and all that. It'll know. It searches.
Probably. Because it searches all of the internet.
Okay, and Choupette's his very famous cat. Okay.
Oh man, this is so long. We can take turns reading paragraphs.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Can you see it? Well, somebody want to start with the first paragraph?
Yeah, Sarah, we want to go. Yeah. We'll just trade paragraphs. So you go first, I'll go second.
Okay. One day, SG-1 stepped through the Stargate and found themselves on a strange planet. As they walked around, they stumbled upon a familiar sight, a McDonald's restaurant. They were delighted at the prospect of some comfort food, but their excitement was short-lived as they were suddenly surrounded by a group of Jaffa warriors.
The Jaffa marched SG-1 into the restaurant where they were greeted by a Gould who introduced himself as Ronald. Yes, that Ronald. The one with the red hair and the big shoes. It turned out that Ronald had taken over this planet and was using the McDonald's franchise to keep his army of Jaffa fed and happy.
Welcome to my humble abode, Ronald exclaimed, gesturing to the McDonald's around him. I'm afraid I have a bit of a problem, though. The ice cream machine is broken and these Jaffa customers are getting restless. I need you to fix it.
SG-1 looked at each other in disbelief. They had fought countless battles against Gould, but had never been reduced to repairing ice cream machines at a fast food joint.
But as they rolled up their sleeves and got to work, they soon realized that this was no ordinary McDonald's. The burgers were made with some kind of alien meat that made them taste like space garbage, and the fries were cold and soggy. The customers were getting increasingly angry, and SG-1 found themselves dodging flying Big Macs and angry Jaffa.
Just as they thought things couldn't get any worse, the doors burst open and in walked fashion icon Karl Lagerfeld, wearing a black suit and clutching a white cat in his arms.
What is this madness? Karl exclaimed. Taking in the chaos around him, I was on my way to a fashion show in Paris and stumbled across this strange planet. And now I find you here fighting over burgers and ice cream?
Ronald and his Jaffa immediately fell to their knees before Karl, recognizing him as a powerful being who was clearly too fabulous to be messed with.
Release these prisoners at once, Karl commanded, and the Jaffa scrambled to do his bidding. SG-1 breathed a sigh of relief as they followed Karl and his cat Choupette out of the restaurant and back to the Stargate.
As they stepped through the wormhole and back onto their own world, SG-1 couldn't help but chuckle at the absurdity of their adventure. They had fought intergalactic battles and saved the universe from certain doom, but the memory would stick with them forever was the time that they spent working in a broken McDonald's on a distant planet under the rule of a Gould named Ronald. This is so fun.
What am I hearing right now?
It's Rebecca has this like AI generated, like she can generate a story based off a prompt.
Tell him chat GPT.
Chat GPT.
Oh, from Microsoft.
Mm. I guess, yeah.
Okay, wait. But I want to do one more. I want to do one.
Supposedly, it's smarter than its first iteration.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, tell them this is Chat GPT 4, the newest one.
Yeah, it's number 4, the newest one.
Nice.
It's okay. A lot of fun.
It's fun.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Let me think about what I wanted to say. Okay. Okay, I'm gonna have them. I want to see what happens if they come into a Nordstrom.
Okay.
Okay, so hold on. So, all right, I want it to tell a story of how. Oh God, what could the story be?
Their uniforms are dirty and they need new clothes, or their uniform, something happened to their uniforms and they need new clothes.
Yep. Okay. So, all right. Oh,
is this an off-world Nordstrom?
No, it's in world. It's okay. Okay. So I want to tell the story. So they need to bring Teal'c to a Earth mission. So however we're going to say that, and they need to get new clothes, and they've been struggling to find things that fit Teal'c's taste. So at a last resort, they stumble upon a Nordstrom. And then when they're in the Nordstrom, they run into Ball.
As a last resort. They take him to a Nordstrom.
Yep. Where they run into Ball, who is posing as the store manager.
Write a story about Ball, who is a store manager.
Posing. Should it be posing as a store manager?
Who is posing as a store manager.
Yep. And then they uncover his secret mission of building a Stargate in the back rooms.
In the storage, can I say storage rooms? It might do better with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Here we do. Also include Harry Mayborn, because yeah. I just want to see what they do, what it does.
Include Harry Mayborn, and I want to know if it'll, and Jamie Nordstrom.
J-A-M-I-E?
J-A-I-M-E. I think.
Make it funny.
Hold on.
And make it funny.
Hold on, don't send.
Okay, I'm waiting.
I think the Jamie might be the other way. Hold on. Yeah, no, it's the other way. J-A-M-I-E.
All right.
Okay.
So. Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Somebody all kick right. us off.
All right.
Christina, kick us off because it was your Nordstrom story.
Oh God, this is gonna be terrible. Okay. SG-1 SG-1 had a new mission on Earth, and this time they had to take their teammate Teal'c with them. But there was a small problem. Teal'c was used to wearing his traditional Jaffa outfit and had no experience with Earth clothing. The team decided to take Teal'c on a shopping trip to find some clothes that would fit his taste.
They visited several stores, but Teal'c was not impressed with any of the clothing options. Every outfit was either too colorful, too revealing, too uncomfortable. Finally, as a last resort, they took him to Nordstrom, hoping to find something that would suit his taste.
As they wandered through the aisles, they stumbled upon a well-dressed man who introduced himself as the store manager. It was Ball in disguise! The Goa'uld had somehow made his way to Earth and was posing as a Nordstrom manager, but SG-1 quickly saw through his ruse.
What are you doing here, Ball? What are you doing here, Ball? O'Neill asked suspiciously.
Ball just smirked. Oh, I'm here to do some shopping. You know how much I love designer clothes.
Teal'c, who was still struggling to find something to wear, was growing increasingly frustrated. I care not for your clothes, Ball. I see garments that are functional and comfortable.
Ball just laughed. Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, Teal'c, but as you can see, Nordstrom does not cater to your particular style.
Jesus.
Oh, no.
Suddenly, they heard a commotion coming from the storage rooms. SG-1 and Teal'c went to investigate and found Harry Mayborn and Jamie Nordstrom arguing over a box of Stargate parts. It turned out that Ball had convinced Nordstrom to let him use the storage room to build a Stargate.
SG-1 and Teal'c quickly took action to stop Ball's plan. They fought off the Jaffa guards that had accompanied him and managed to destroy the Stargate before it was fully operational.
As they emerged from the storage room, O'Neill turned to Ball. Nice try, Ball, but you'll have to find another way to get off this planet.
Ball just chuckled. Oh, don't worry about me. I always have a few tricks up my sleeve. And with that, he disappeared in a flash of light.
SG-1 and Teal'c emerged from Nordstrom, victorious, but still with the problem of finding clothing for Teal'c. In the end, they settled on a plain black t-shirt and some cargo pants. It wasn't exactly traditional Jaffa attire, but it was comfortable and functional, and Teal'c was happy with it.
As they headed back to the Stargate, O'Neill turned to his team with a smile. Well, that was an interesting day. Who knew that shopping could be so dangerous?
I love that Mayborn and Jamie Nordstrom were arguing
over parts.